Then high school volleyball action last night. It was Adair Casey topping Exira EHK 3-1. Cam swept 3 in a row from Ankeny Christian. Guthrie Center took 3 straight from Audubon. Villisca defeated Griswold 3-0. It was Missouri Valley, a 3-sweep over Logan Magnolia. St. Albert defeats Clarinda 3-1. East Sac County over Carroll 3-1. Glen Ralston topping Orient Maxburg 3-2. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Nottoway Valley 3-1. Also last night, it was Tri-Center over East Mills 2-0. Tri-Center also beat Sydney 2-0. Underwood over Fremont Mills 2-1. Fremont Mills beat Tarkio, Missouri 2-1. Benton, Missouri over Essex 2-0. Essex defeated Fairfax, Missouri 2-0. Rockport, Missouri downed Essex 2-0 last night as well. In high school cross country last night, Glenwood hosting the 37th Ram Invitational Meet. On the girls' side, it was Kristen Carmichael of Corning winning the individual title. 15 minutes, 59 seconds was her time. Also, Allie Krogman of Atlantic placed second. Her time, 16 minutes, 40 seconds. Alexis Sainer of Shenandoah, Jessica Feldman of Harlan, and Tiffany Shepherd of Corning round out the top five. Also for Atlantic, Alex Hartwig placed 22nd, Liz Siggins 24th, Alicia Hinsman 25th, Megan Plambeck 30th, Caroline Truitt 32nd, and Allie Siggins was 33rd. In the team competition on the girls' side, the champions were Shenandoah, 54 points. That was one better than Harlan, who was second with 55. Corning at 88 points for third. Abe Lincoln with 97 was fourth. Atlantic was fifth with a 103 total. Glenwood 128 for sixth. And Trainer was seventh with 156 points. On the boys' side last night in the team competition, Glenwood wins. They scored just 25 points to easily win over the rest of the field. Shenandoah, the runner-up, with 59 points. Thomas Jefferson had 61 for third. Harlan with 114 points was fourth. Abraham Lincoln, a 120 total, was fifth. Atlantic totaled 140 points for sixth place. Trainer and Red Oak were seventh and eighth. Individually, Mark Abrams of Glenwood was the champ. His time, 17 minutes, 51 seconds. Sean Skillern of Shenandoah was the runner-up. He broke up that Shenandoah pack at the top, or that Glenwood pack at the top, rather, as Glenwood had the first, third, fourth, and fifth place runners. James Fuller was third, Jeff Rivas was fourth, and Brady Wheeler fifth to lead the way for Glenwood last night. Also for Atlantic, Corey Witt had the best finish with a 16th place finish, 1944 his time. Also for the Trojans, Tian Siggins was 22nd, Josiah Williams was 25th, Sam Bateman 33rd, Jake Auerbach was 45th, Derek Von Segern was 47th, and Ryan McDermott placed 49th last night in that Glenwood meet. On football news, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says every year an FCS team stuns an opponent from a BCS conference, and he doesn't want his Hawkeyes to be the next victim when they host Tennessee Tech in their season opener Saturday. The Golden Eagles are a member of the Ohio Valley Conference, and it was last season when Jacksonville State out of the OVC pulled off a stunning upset at Ole Miss.
I think we all know Virginia Tech got upset back in their opener a year ago and ended up playing in the Orange Bowl, and you know, you could say the same thing about us. You know, we just escaped in 09 and ended up playing the Orange Bowl that following January as well. So, you know, every game's important. You know, we need to treat it as such. And I think our players, as they've been watching the film, they've started that process. I think they've got great respect for Tennessee Tech. And, you know, we'll have to be at our best on Saturdays.
Well, Ferentz says the Hawkeyes are ready for a game. And he says between 6 and 9 true freshmen will get on the field in the opener.
Yeah, I think probably the most obvious here would be the running back position. You know, that's where we're probably the thinnest right now. So that's, and we've been pleased with all three of the guys. They really have done a nice job over the last 3 weeks, learning well. I think they have competed well in the situations we've put them in. And, you know, so I think they're all three of them are capable of going out there.
Well, Ferentz also says that James Vandenberg is ready to take over as the team's starting quarterback.
He has a way about him that really exudes confidence, and I think that's why all of his teammates really feel good about him. And then, you know, when we have seen him in game competition, I think everybody would agree, you know, the way we saw him work through situations is pretty impressive. And, you know, so I just, you know, you're never 100% sure what's going to happen. And I'm pretty sure, you know, he's going to have some ups and downs like every player on our roster. But, you know, at the end of the day, if experience tells you anything, I think he'll just perform just fine. You know, he's so he's invested. He's on target, and he's got good ability on top of it. That's a good thing too.
There'll be several new faces on the defensive line, and Ferentz says they may be rotating several players on that unit Saturday. Coach Ferentz also says quarterback A.J. Derby will likely open the season as the backup to junior James Vandenberg. Derby, a 6'4", 232-pound redshirt freshman from Iowa City, would get the nod over James Winkie as the reserve behind Vandenberg. Ferentz on Tuesday praised Derby for his size, quick feet, and competitiveness, but it appears unlikely that the Hawkeyes will prepare special packages for Derby simply to get him on the field. Derby could see playing time as early as Saturday, though, as the Hawkeyes host Tennessee Tech. Iowa's won its last 10 openers by an average of 31.5 points, and that allows backups like Derby to get some early experience. Iowa's Marvin McNutt is one of the nation's best receivers, a 6'4", perfect fit for the Hawkeyes. McNutt might have trouble finding open space, though, if Iowa can't find anyone else dangerous enough to keep defenses honest. Junior wide receiver Keenan Davis is among the inexperienced players that the Hawkeyes are leaning on after losing 12 starters from a year ago. Davis had just 11 catches in 2010 while playing behind McNutt and Darrell Johnson-Koulianos. He'll get his first career start Saturday when Iowa opens up. Iowa coach Ferentz says Davis has shown potential as a big play receiver. He says the next step, though, for Davis is to prove it on Saturdays. UNI coach Mark Farley has high hopes for this season, but he says the Panthers have a tough opener Saturday night when they visit the Iowa State Cyclones.
I think their offensive line is very big, very talented. I think their secondary is very experienced. They've got a great core of receivers. And, they play very confident. So, you know, this is, as I've read what Coach Rhodes has said, this is his best football team. So we know that it's a better team than they had last year. So we know that we have our work cut out.
Well, the Panthers lost to the Cyclones 27-0 last season. And they'll try to find a way to slow down a Cyclone offense that will be led by a new starter at quarterback, Steele Jantz.
He fits what they do, and he's a big, strong quarterback. And just by reading between the lines, I think maybe this was one they anticipated would win the position. But, he won it out right now, so that only gives him a little bit more confidence as he prepares for us because he knows that he's the guy. So by them deciding early, I think gave him the ability to really prepare as the starter and get all the reps for it.
Well, Farley says FCS teams can compete with teams from the FBS if they have a large number of experienced players and maximize their resources. Well, Iowa fans who travel light, really light, will be able to get into Kinnick Stadium faster at football games this season. Fans who bring nothing to the game but their tickets will be able to go through four new express lanes at gates C, G, I, and M. All other fans must enter at regular gates where their purses will be checked for prohibited items like alcohol and firearms. Only small purses, fanny packs, binocular cases, blankets, and seat cushions will be allowed into the stadium. Iowa is expecting a sellout of about 70,000 fans for Saturday's 11 a.m. game against Tennessee Tech. Well, Texas A&M is denying a New York Times report that says the Aggies have sent a letter to Missouri Chancellor and Big 12 Board Chairman Brady Deaton informing him that they were leaving the conference. The Aggies have expressed interest in the SEC and formally told Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe last week that they are exploring their options, and they asked for the conference to outline the process if they decide to leave. The Miami Hurricanes will be shorthanded for Monday's season opener against Maryland. The NCAA says eight Hurricanes, including starting quarterback Ja'Cory Harris, must sit out games and repay benefits in order to play for the football team again. Harris and four other players will sit out one game and make repayment. Oliver Vernon will miss six games and repay $1,200. Ray Armstrong and Dyron Dye will sit out four games. Marcus Forston, Sean Spence, Adewale Ajomo, and Travis Benjamin will all sit out one game and make repayment. University officials declared some players named in an extra benefits scandal ineligible last week and asked the NCAA if they should be reinstated. Former booster and convicted Ponzi scheme architect Nevin Shapiro told Yahoo Sports for a story published earlier this month that he provided 72 Miami players and recruits things like cash and gifts from 2002 through 2010. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have placed offensive tackle Ryan O'Callaghan on injured reserve and released backup kicker Todd Carter to reach the 80-player roster limit before Tuesday's deadline. O'Callaghan had missed nearly all of training camp with an undisclosed injury. He was picked up off waivers before the 2009 season and started 12 games that year, but he was injured in training camp last season and Barry Richardson took over the starting job. Carter was signed on August 10th as a second kicker in camp, but he's played sparingly in three preseason games and never challenged Ryan Succop for the starting job. The Chiefs will play Green Bay in their final preseason game Thursday night. They have to cut to 53 players by Saturday. Well, Frank Gore is a pretty happy running back right now. An agent for the San Francisco 49ers' top offensive threat says Gore has agreed to terms on a three-year contract extension worth $21 million with $13.5 million in guaranteed money. Gore was entering the final year of his contract and had repeatedly said that he wanted a long-term deal before the season opener. Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Michael Vick officially became the third highest paid player in NFL history, signing a six-year, $100 million deal. At a news conference yesterday afternoon, the 31-year-old Vick thanked not only the Eagles ownership for the deal, but Commissioner Roger Goodell for his involvement when Vick was released from prison and signed with Philly. Vick has come a long way since spending 19 months in federal prison on dogfighting charges. He led the Eagles to the NFC East title last year, was the starting quarterback in the Pro Bowl, and was the AP Comeback Player of the Year. Starting left guard Eric Steinbach of the Browns is out for the season with a back injury. Steinbach, a former Iowa Hawkeye, underwent surgery Tuesday to repair a disc issue. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, C.C. Sabathia and the Yankees had a lot of success against Boston this season until last night, as the Yankees pick up a 5-2 win in Boston. That cuts the Yankees' deficit to a half game behind the first-place Red Sox in the East. Detroit's lead in the AL Central is still 5 games over Chicago and 5.5 over Cleveland, as Ramon Santiago hit a solo homer in the bottom of the 10th to lift the Tigers past Kansas City 2-1. The White Sox outscored Minnesota 8-6, while the Indians beat Oakland 6-2. Also, Texas down Tampa Bay by a final of 2-0. The Rangers still have a 3.5-game lead over the Los Angeles Angels after a 13-6 win by the Angels over Seattle last night. Also, it was Baltimore beating Toronto 6-5. In the National League, Arizona continues to increase its division lead as Miguel Montero and Justin Upton each homered and had 3 RBIs in the Diamondbacks 9-4 rout of Colorado. The Giants were 5-2 losers to Chicago last night as well, helping the Diamondbacks move their lead now to 6 games over the Giants in the West. Elsewhere, the Phillies have expanded their Eastern Division lead to 7.5 over Atlanta after a 9-0 laugher over Cincinnati. The Braves also losing 9-2 to Washington. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is down to 9.5 after Edwin Jackson worked 7 innings and singled home the go-ahead run to lead second-place St. Louis to a 2-1 triumph over the Brewers. Elsewhere in the National League, Andre Ethier hit a grand slam in an 8-5 Dodger win over San Diego. 6-0 Florida beat the Mets last night, and Houston an 8-2 winner over Pittsburgh. In other baseball news, Washington Nationals manager Davey Johnson has confirmed plans for Steven Strasburg to make his first major league start of the year September 6th against the Dodgers. Strasburg will start for AA Harrisburg Thursday after recording a 5.02 ERA over 14 and a third innings in 5 previous minor league rehab appearances. Strasburg hasn't pitched in the majors since tearing an elbow ligament and undergoing Tommy John surgery 12 months ago. Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez says he'll probably sit out this week's entire 3-game series at Boston because of his sore left thumb. Rodriguez took ground balls with his thumb wrapped Tuesday afternoon, a day after he says he received a cortisone shot, but he didn't take batting practice and says he's still too painful to swing. Minnesota Twins say first baseman Justin Morneau has mild concussion symptoms and will miss at least the next several games. Morneau jammed his left shoulder Sunday diving for a ball against the Detroit Tigers. The team said Tuesday he started experiencing headaches Monday and he was given a concussion test. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, it was Nashville beating Iowa 7-3, Round Rock a 3-2 winner over Omaha. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.